You are listening to BensTorah.com.
We're going
to
do a sugya chaf aleph. So we're doing it in the Gemara in the Tosfos. I didn't take out the Shagasai, but he brings, it's like a shortcut. I like to, what should we do? Should we do from the Gemara with the Olam?
Yeah.
What?
Unless he brings short?
He brings the whole thing.
So we're
going to do it. Yes, that's what I'm saying. You know, in a way, it's a nice thing to just, you know, read the Gemara and Rashi and Tosfos. It's like a shortcut. This Tshuva Yud, his main thesis, and he winds it, you'll see his main thesis in Tshuva Yud is there's a mitzvah of the rites of mentioning Zechis Mitzrayim by Yom of Alayla. What's the Zman? The Zman of the daytime is from Amar HaShachat to Tzeisa Kochav. He says it's like every mitzvah Shibayayim, like the Mishnah Megillah, that the mitzvah, every day mitzvah you can do from daybreak till Tzeisa Kochav. The night is all night. Tzitzis Mitzrayim by Laila is all night. Tzitzis Mitzrayim is all by Yom. It's all day by Yom. And he says, if he kashalacha, there's a Gemara in Brachos that you may believe from that Gemara that it's only Zman Krishma. So the Shaila is, do you have to mention Tzitzis Mitzrayim in Zman Krishma or not? Is the Zman of mentioning Tzitzis Mitzrayim just at Ovah Matcha, the thesis of the Shagasari is, in chapter Yud, that Zman Yitzias Mitzrayim is all day. Mitzvah Yitzias Mitzrayim by day is all day, and by night is all night. It's not Tolin Zman Krishma. Now he brings a Gemara on page Ayin Tes. That was just like one paragraph, his main point.
And then every Amos Sessions one Gemara.
Oh, so he says, right, that's his right. It's like the Magen Avraham's, it's like the Magen Avraham's mistaken Kasha and the Kesef Mishnah.
Or the Rambam, or the
Krishna. Right, the Kesef Mishnah, that's at the Rambam, the Kesef Mishnah, says, Midorais,
it's all day.
We have a beautiful Shagasari Siyam for tonight. And we're studying the din. It's going to be the Sugyan Chaf Aleph. You see, he has a brilliant shot, not like Tosfos.
He puts the topic into his email. Thank you.
Yeah. Okay. Also, Svi Kashalach. So then he brings a Gemara Brach. This is a simple piece. He says, a Gemara Brach is Tarabon. Shema Yisrael, Shalom, Yom, Shalom, Echad. Zvi Krishma, Shabu, Dan, Nasi. Now it's interesting.
He just covered his nose.
Some say there's a raya that midoraisa you only need one pasuk. See, there are many shitas midoraisa, mitzvah krishma. How much is midoraisa? Shagasaria holds it's one paragraph. It's the whole parsha. So what was he doing saying Shema Yisrael? He wasn't yaitz in the mitzvah. He wasn't yaitz in the mitzvah. I guess he wanted to be mekabel aval machshamayim. He held he was potter krishma. Yes, so that's the Shaila. But if you hold, most Paiskim hold it midorais, you need the first whole first parak. You're not Yotz with Shema Yisrael. So the Gemara has a Shaila. Chos v'gomrin, chos v'gomra. After the Shir, did he say the rest of Krishma or not? Bar Kapara Omer, eno chos v'gomra.
Was it not after the Zman or still within the Zman?
So Lechara, the Rush talks about, I think, how did you learn Pshat? Lechara is after the Zman.
After the Zman, right?
If it was during the Zman, so for Shteitzach, he would finish.
So what's the purpose? Karabasei, unless you hold this the...
Bakar Amin Shimbi Rebbe, Amin Chaz V'Gomer. So Gemara says, Amin Bakar Amin Shimbi Rebbe. Bishma did he mean, Eino Chaz V'Gomer. That he never finished it. Eino Chaz V'Gomer. Haimdu Bahadur Rebbe Yashmait, this Pietzius Mitzrayim. In the middle of the Shir, he would always bring in something about Yetzias Mitzrayim. Haynu, the Magen Avraham brings a raya. Haynu, the Mahadur Rebbe, a shmaita. What does shmaita mean? A din. Shmaita sugya, din, this pay Yetzias Mitzrayim. That you yaitz the chi of mentioning Yetzias Mitzrayim with a shmaita of Yetzias Mitzrayim. It's a shaila Magen Avraham, a yaitz with Oz Yashir. Could be yaitz with the Shir or Yetzias Mitzrayim, even that wasn't Yetzias Mitzrayim, l'chayra.
Did he feel that saying all three parshas is a bittul Torah? What was the reason why he didn't?
Why was one person left? That's the Yerushalmi Tais piece of Ma'id Katan that the mitzvah Krishma Shinun and Mevatlan Shinun and Bnei Shinun. Tais brings a Ma'id Katan. Torah and Masa is only Ptur in Tefillah, Davni, not Kriyashma. Torah and Masa is not a Ptur for Kriyashma. But you mean, what you mean to refer to is Moed Katan, which...
Tayyamai
Katan brings here.
This is
Talmud of
the Rabbin, no?
Also, Kamit Yoshua Zechem. Even Rav Shimon Yochai to Rasum Naso, you stop for mitzvahs like Sukkah, the Lul of Nisbi Shalmi. Of the Afsukkah, the Krishme, Mafsikim of Shimon Yochai, Zeshinin over Zeshinim, Mafsikim Shinim and Eshinim. Tayyamai Katan quotes this. Vishinanta, Shinino. It's an Indian of Limut. Krishma is also an Indian of Limut. Okay, anyway, so if you hold Yotzim Midaraisa with the first Pasuk in Achanami, then it makes it easier what Reb Yudah was doing. So it's a machlokes, it's a Gemara says. I'm able to have Shemarim. He never mentioned Tzitzis Mitzrayim. He didn't read Krishma. And he didn't say Emes V'yatziv, so he didn't do the mitzvah Tzias Mitzrayim. El didach tam es chazik gomra, according to you, that after the shir, he finished Krishma, lamali laduri, so why is he seeking, why is he looking for Parsha Tzias Mitzrayim, and for the Gemara, kidei lask Tzias Mitzrayim, bizmana. Now what does bizmana mean? Does it mean this man of the mitzvah Tzias Mitzrayim? Does it mean this man of Krishma? So the Shagas Ari's point is that it doesn't mean the Zman of Yitzhiyas Mitzrayim, it's all day. It seems as an Indian to mention Yitzhiyas Mitzrayim in Zman Krishma. I don't know where that Indian comes from. Lav Lameimer. So the Shagas Ari says, don't make an error. Dai Bizman Apirish Bizman Mitzvah Shazkasi Mitzrayim. He says, aha, that Gemara see that the Zman Krishma only extends Zman of Yitzhiyas Mitzrayim only to the Zman of Krishma. The Tehmi Yishma Zman Kavu Kamo Krishma. To Han Nishma Rashi Mizah. Rashi clearly, Shapir Shpiz Manam is Man Krishma. It's like there's an Indian, Vaisais is an Indian to mention Tzisraim is Man Krishma. I have trouble, like, what's the mucker for that? Avaskar Mitzvah Saskar Tzisraim is Manu Kolayim. And he says, Adrab, I'll bring you Rai from that very Gemara. Shagasari says, I'll prove to you from that Gemara that the Mitzvah is all day. Adrab, holy doctor, I'm a Schoz Vigomra. According to you, that's Chaz V'Gomra. Let me not do it. Now, was this Chaz V'Gomra? He talks about it, the Shagas. Was it after the Zman or during the Zman? The Shia took the whole Zman. By the time he finished the Shia, was after the Zman. Chaz V'Gomra. Let me not do it. Allow me until the Ad Shavuot Zman Krishma. Or else he wanted to put his hands, he wanted to say Shema Yisrael.
Right.
His Shia went till the end of the Zman. V'Yisagadai, the Zman is Krishma, saying Kula B'Yachad, and Zman Kula B'Yachad. If you're going to say, Zman Krishma ends at the man of Yitzchak and Krishma. Habli Adurim v'lohi by Kapara Taibas. So if you're going to say that this man, so of course, if that's this man, so what is he asking? Why did he have to say it? Even Chayz v'Gomra, when you Chayz v'Gomra is after this man,
it's too late.
It's too late. Oh, this man is called Kayom, and tomorrow is good. According to me, Chayz v'Gomra, so he did the mitzvahs, Kiyas Mitzrayim later after the mitzvah, after Zman Krishma. As Shavu Dvarach l'Maduri. Then the Gemara answers, "I'm a shanu like the last Zman Bismanik. I'm a chazu gomer. Zman Askara he became the Vosa Shokvar of Zman Krishma. Because his kids Zman Bisman Krishma. So you see, I don't know the marker for this. This is like a Gemara. It's an optimal. It's better to mention the Zman is all day. The Zman of Yitzchias Mitzrayim.
Look at his note. It says on the bottom.
What is he saying?
No, he doesn't
really say anything. Kesel Hedya Ra'ah. Krishma. So I was thinking of that.
Right.
See, because they were covered the third parsha, but you know, it's a big machlekes.
It's a parsha of Vayomer, it's not a parsha of Shema Vayishmoa.
No, he means that since they were covered the parsha of Vayomer, it's Yisrael, so I mean Krishma, so that's an Indian.
According to Shita, that Krishma is only the first parsha, so.
Nobody holds that way. Nobody holds. The Pri Chodesh holds two parshas. The Shagasai holds one parsha.
Yes, so this is the third parsha. This is Vayomer.
Right. So it's a machlekes. I mentioned it's machlekes, the Rambam and Rashi against the Shagas Aryeh. What did they? It seems an open Gemara in the second parak in Brachas that there's a mitzvah Yitzchias Mitzrayim. Were they misaking the third parsha al tzitzis Mitzrayim? Rashi says it, the Mishnah, in the end of the first parak. Mm-hmm. And Rambam, the Shagasari says, no, that's Emes V'yatziv. We'll see that sugya shortly. Mm-hmm. Okay. Now he says, now we're going to get to that Gemara in Chaf Aleph. Now we're going to get to a tremendous pilpul. And I didn't have time that day even to look in Tosfos. He's going to learn a Tosfos, take it apart, many kashas on Tosfos, and then he's going to give his own pshat. We're going to have three pshatim to answer Tosfos very stark and kash in this Gemara in Brachas. Chaf Aleph. We just have to have a sugya achas per misha mesu. Now you can understand the Gemara. Shenechtabu rabuseinu bali at Tosfos. Lofi mashi kasavti asisha. Dama asa. Amar v'yudam shmul. Safi kar kriyashma, safi lo kar kriyashma, eina chos v'kari. Why? Because safi the rabban, and kriyashma is only the rabban. Yeah, so this Shmuel holds Krishna is only the Rabbana. So that's a Tosfos Paskins that way. My brother was shocked that Tosfos Paskins, I think in Yuma, Nachas maybe, Tosfos Paskins, Krishna is only the Rabbana. You're Paskin like Shmuel against Rabbi Elazar. Why not? Shmuel Shita. I mean, there was Shmuel Sagot, Eno Chos Vikar, Krishna is only the Rabbana. The Tzlach, yes, there's a Cheskas, it's like Cheskas Isser. Since you have a Vadei Chiyuv, now you don't know if you fulfilled your chiyuv. Kiveg is misupik about this lamdas. If you're benched, if you did a mitzvah, so it should be called. You know, some people hold something drabon on the chumra. If there's a cheskas chiyuv, it's machlokes in Eruvin, in Rishonim, in Paskim. If something drabon is lakula, imur a cheskas is. Achayra, yivadei mechuyev. Now if you're suffic, if you filled your chiyuv, it should be suffic to Rabban and Lachumra, but forget about that, that's the Tzlach's kasha.
It's just saying it's chazak, but then you cover the inside.
Right. You have a cheskas chiyuv, right? Like the chazak, mayor cheskas chiyuv. Now you know, so we don't say that. Suffic, krav, krishma, ain't a chazak. But suffic.
So, what's the fault if you say it again? What's the problem?
You don't have to.
I understand, but if you do?
Nothing wrong. You don't have to. Madch is thinking like maybe like the Raivad. There's a shita based on the Gemara in Beya that is suffic the Rabbanon. If it's very easy to do it, you have to go luchum.
I saw the Mishnah Berurah. I went to the Rav Brown this morning. I saw the Mishnah Berurah that if you suffic it up, like yesterday's daf, it's from Mispala, like that Mispala. So Mishnah Berurah is an Eitzah. Make it close to the double. All tonight.
It's a machlokes. Let me explain to you. That we went through in the Shir. You're talking about the Gemara in Chaf Aleph.
Yeah.
Safi Gosvah, Safi Gosvah, Halvai Shispal. First, you know there's a steer between the Rashba and the Chuvitz of Rashba, whether you're Mechuyev to daven again or you're allowed to daven again. What does the Gemara mean? As he spoke out in the Daf, Mishnah Berurah brings us, in the Bi'ar Lacha, brings a steer, whether Rabbi Yochanan means, the Gemara says, Safi Gosvah, Safi Gosvah, Lo Yispal. You can daven again.
But he gets an Eitzah. The
answer
is make
it to the Nadava. Yeah, but it's not Nadava. Let me explain. I'll get to Nadava first. Let me tell you. Let me explain to you where you should bring in Nadava. So it's machlokes between the Rashba and the Chuvas of Rashba. If you're mechuyev to daven again, or you're allowed to daven again. Now, whether you're mechuyev or allowed to, there's a sheet, I think the Chayodim holds that way, that you have to make a Tanai Nadava.
Right.
You make a Tanai Nedava. Right. So Mishnah Berurah says it's a machlokes. I think the Mishnah Berurah doesn't paskin like that chayad. He says you can daven again without a Tanai Nedava. See, the shaila is if Safik lost, it's possible, if you make a Tanai Nedava. The chiddush would be if you hold, you may need a Tanai Nedava. Today we don't daven Nedavas. Today you can't daven Nedava. We don't allow Nedavas. No, because we don't have kavana, so you're not allowed to risk it. We don't daven. We're so machmir, we're so pashit that we don't have kavana, such a cynical halacha that.
And either mechalish dover or something.
That if you don't have kavana, if you didn't have kavana in the first bracha, you don't daven again.
Right.
Even you didn't have kavana, even though it's ma'akiv. Who says you have kavana the next time? So I say I will. What do you mean? Who says I won't? I didn't have kavana, so I'm davening again. So we don't allow you to daven. Amazing Shulchan Aruch, amazing cynical. It bothers me, the cynicism of that halacha. So let's focus on our sugya. There's a lot of sugyas here. We want to focus on this Shagasai and this Gemara. So the Gemara says, Safik Krishma, Safik Loka Krishna, Eno Chazak Krishma is the Rabban. Safik Amem Sviyatsiv. But Emes Sviyatsiv is amazing, Yitzchak. It's the Reis. Safik Amem Sviyatsiv, Amem Chazak Amem Sviyatsiv. My time, Krishma, the Rabban. Emes Sviyatsiv, the Reis.
Why is that the Reis?
Yitzchak Mitzrayim. So Safik Kro Krishma is Krishma is only the Rabbanon, so you don't read it. But Safik Amar Emes Viyatsiv. Safik Amar Emes Viyatsiv. See, read it. You say Emes Viyatsiv. The Rabbeinu Yonah says, with a bracha, Safik Daraisi. You make a bracha, you just say Emes. What did it say? You mentioned Sias Mitzrayim. I say Emes Viyatsiv, Baruch Hashem Gal Yisrael. If you have a Safik Daraisa, you can make the bracha. Is it a Chiv Daraisa to mention Sias Mitzrayim with a bracha? The mitzvah Sias Mitzrayim. Man Tizkos Yom Tzitzchavecha. Pashtas Yom Tzitzchavecha. Yeah, Pashtas, yeah. Uparach. Now it's a tremendous thing. Mare parak tanam. So Mare asked from the Mishnah earlier. Tanam bal keri mar balibo. Bal keri mar balibo. Vein mevarach lo lefanev lo lachreav. And now with Daf Match, we spoke out of Machlokes. The Gra and Rashi and Tosfos had to learn the Mishnah. The Gra learns that bal keri mar balibo is going on Birchas Krishma. But Krishma he says out.
Right.
As a state in Gra. So bal keri mar balibo. Rashi and Taisla and Krishma. Ain't Mavarch the Brachas Lov Nel Lachreah, not even here. So Gemara says, what do you mean? Isal does Emes Yatsiv Daraisa, Balkari. But you tell him, he doesn't even Mahar according to Rashi and Taisla. The Brachas is the Raisa Livrach Lachreah. Mishane, the Gemara asks, my Tamim Mavarch. Why you mean Mavarch? Imishum Kritzias Vayim, Hit Kalebi Krishma. Once you said Krishma, then you did it already, Doraisa. Emes Viyatsiv is only Doraisa if you didn't say the third parsha of Krishma.
Right.
And name Mahov Loliboya. So Freik the Gemara, why is the Baal Keri saying Krishma, Mar Beliba Krishma? Let him say Emes Viyatsiv and not Krishma. They Mahov Loliboya. And for the Gemara, Krishma Adifa Dispeitart.
Okay.
So in other words, the Baal Keri, he can do one or the other. He can do the Daraisa. So he can do Krishma, but he can do Emes Viyatsiv. So he'd rather do Krishma, because he has Kabbalah Sol Malach HaShemayim. It's Beitarti. He has Yetzias Mitzrayim, and the Mitzvah of Krishma, and Kabbalah Sol Malach HaShemayim. So why do Emes Viyatsiv? That's only one Chiyuv. Krishma Adifa is Beitarti. So Tosis is a Shtar Kekash. It's amazing in our daf, but we were going quick then. Nobody had this obvious question of Tosis. Such a hard question. This whole Shagasari is to answer this Kash of Tosis.
Where is there Yetzias Mitzrayim and Emes Viyatsiv?
Mitzvah Galtonim, Beisman Vidisano, the whole Ezra Savasenu. Mitzvah Galtonim, Beisman Vidisano, Kol Becherim Arok, Tov Chachar Olt, Vyam Zbakat.
That's what leads into Mitzvah Zbakat.
Yeah, the whole Brach is about Yetzias Mitzrayim. Vikshuat Tosis. Ahodikom, Sofik Om Emes Viyatsiv, Chosvam Emes Viyatsiv. What's the case? Did he read Krishma or didn't he read Krishma? The Gemara says Emes Viyatsiv is Doraisa. So obviously, if he read Krishna, Emes Viyatsiv is not Doraisa.
Right, he did it already.
Yeah. So the Gemara says, Safik Omer Emes Viyatsiv, Safik Omer Emes Viyatsiv, you have to say it again.
But you also Krishna.
Now, did you say Krishna?
If you did, you
Val Karchach said, Mamanavsh. The Gemara doesn't make sense. Look at the Shagasai. This Taisa's Kash. Val Karchach Tzachlom, Shumasukhtav Gamkein, and Kwa Krishna alai. He's not only Mesupik if he said Emes Viyatsiv, he's also Mesupik if he read Krishma. Because if he for sure didn't read Krishma, might as well read Krishma.
Right.
It's Beitarti.
Right.
Same if he's for sure he didn't read Krishma.
If he has a
self, if he sure read Krishma, Emes Viyatsiv is not the Oraisa. So the Teretz is, learns Taisus. He's Mesupik in both. He didn't know if he read Krishma or Emes Viyatsiv. Divadikor Krishma, Sula have Emes Viyatsiv the Oraisa.
Oh, you'd go
to Krishma. Vimkein. Kevin Shumishneyem. Why should you read Emes Viyatsiv? The Gemara just said by Balkari, it's Beitarti, Sadu Krishma.
Right.
It's a tame with Taisus Kash. The Gemara, we just finished the Gemara there, Balkari. He has a choice to do Emes Viyatsiv or Krishma, so he say, do Krishma. So why by Safek? We say, do Emes Viyatsiv. He's a Supik on both. He's Mesupik if he read Krishma, or if he said Emes Viyatsiv. So we say Emes Viyatsiv is Doraisa. But it's only Doraisa if you didn't read Krishma, so read Krishma and don't say Emes Viyatsiv.
Mm-hmm.
And it's Beitarti. The game she was name is a Krishna that defies the tag number by Gami Balkari. That's the Shagasai's Mahalach. You're Machavan right away, David. You're knocked out here for the Shagasai. That was Machavan to the Shagasai's approach.
You started off with it.
I led you up right to it, but I was hoping you forget. I hope you would forget already then. Hakdama. Okay, that's what he's going to answer. That's going to be his teretz. That's already Pesman Krishna. It's still Zman.
It's
all there. Right. It's no to do Krishna. It's past this man. The Gemara means, but he has. It's not as simple. He's gonna. First, let's see how he handles Taisus two Teirutzim. Taisus tries two Teirutzim, and he really gets onto Taisus. Tirutz b'shemri. The Ma'irich was suvi b'shneim. He's mesupik if he read Krishna and emesviat. But it's not daim to Balkari. A Balkari has no suffix. He has a choice to do this one and that one. You say, might as well read Krishna rather than Misfiyat. Two things. Kaim the mitzvah of Krishna, and you do Yetzias Mitzrayim. So why just do Yetzias Mitzrayim? Lo davin balkeri. Kein levad lo amar Krishna. Lo amar Misfiyat. He didn't say both. So Krishna defense mitardi. But gabi suffering. Fiz misupak on both. Yosef tov lo amar Misfiyat mikriyashma. It's better to say Misfiyat because then he may fix everything. He made me misak in everything. Mishum dim isa shlo kara Krishma. If he didn't read Krishma, he didn't say misviyatsev. He's misupik. Now, you think he may have said misviyatsev and not Krishma? That's impossible. You don't go backwards. Mishum dim isa shlo kara Krishma. Kol shken shlo misviyatsev lachareh. Ushechoz vikari Krishma misveka. So you say, well, read Krishma. So, akatilo tikim bazamir se misviyatsev. Could be. See, it could be he did both, could be he did neither. But it could be he did Krishna and not Emes V'yatsev. See, he's Mesupak on both. It's impossible that he did Emes V'yatsev and not Krishna.
Right.
But it's possible he did Krishna and he got Torah and he didn't do Emes V'yatsev. So he says, Akad v'tikim b'zeh amir se Emes V'yatsev. Shechoz v'am Emes V'yatsev. Ika l'meimah shetikei
nakol. What's that Nakol? What are you getting Emes V'yatsev over Krishna? What's the
because it could be he said Krishna.
I understand that, but what are you gaining from Siyatsev if he did?
Because if he just says Krishna, so if he didn't do Krishna, he certainly didn't do Emesviyatsev, so he fixed here. It's Ispeitarti, but he just fixed here.
What's the key of Emesviyatsev?
Because he may have said Krishna and not Emesviyatsev, so by saying Krishna, he fixed everything. He's accomplished.
What's he fixing? Just trying? He did that in Vayomer.
Look, there's still a chiyuv. It's not the Raisa, but there's still a mitzvah drabonim to say Misfiyatsev. It's not the Raisa anymore. So he says, this Taisis for this Taisis. We're reading it from the Shagas. It is Taisis, amazing Teretz. Avok shechoz ho Misfiyatsev, ikalameima shetikei nakoil. That's why you fixed everything by saying Misfiyatsev. By saying Krishna, you didn't fix everything. Right. Because if you didn't say neither, so you're only saying Krishna, then you're missing Emes V'yatsev. Mm-hmm. But if you say Emes V'yatsev, then Maman of Shach, he could manage to take an akol, not Maman of Shach.
What's that? If he said Krishna, so he took care of what is the Krishna? He's
going to mention
Yetzias Mitzrayim.
But he still has a chiyuv of Emes V'yatsev. The Rabbana. It's only the Raisa if you read Krishna. It's a chiyuv Rabbana. So I answered this. I'm giving him the same answer. He hears that. And then you ask the same good question. I'm giving you the same good answer. That there's still a chiyuv of Emes V'yatsev. He also did the Doraisa with Krishna. But it's a chiyuv Drabonim to say Emes V'yatsev.
Emes V'yatsev
is only
because
he had Tzias Mitzrayim. No, it's a bright. It could be they misak in that, but it's still a chiyuv Drabonim. The Gemara says it's only Doraisa because the Gemara says open the Ambrose. He didn't say Krishna. If he said Krishna, it's not Doraisa.
But it's a chiyuv Drabonim. Are you saying with the Bracha?
Yes. What's the purpose
of saying Emes V'yatsev with Gol Yisrael when there's no Krishna there? Wow. You're saying the bracha of Gol Yisrael without the Krishna.
What, you think that bracha is on Krishna?
Yeah.
Yeah, you think so? The Rashba, we paskin, that even the first bracha is not bracha, it's on Krishna. We mentioned that a lot in Shir. It's a mimach like Rambam and Ramban. It's called Birchas Krishna. It's bracha surrounding Krishna. So the Rambam holds that the first two brachas are brachas on Krishna. The Ramban holds that way. We paskin like the Rashba, that the brachas are not on Krishna, the brachas surrounding Krishna. I don't think anyone holds that the bracha afterwards is on Krishna. The brachas before is a shaila. A rab is a shaila. That's the machlokes. If you can be mafsik sidim, say because they hold like the Ramban that it's a brach on Krishna, but the Gra and we paskin pashas like the Rashba that they're not brachas on Krishna. The Dilma Kvar Kor Krishma, the Lama Misfiyatz, the Lachraya, the Shabbat Yosef Misfiyatz, the Gizah goes out to Avdivrein. So he asks, I don't want to spend too much time on the Shakasav's refutations or kashas on the Taisis, but we could spend a little time on it. You hear Yitzchak
Hesteretz? You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Taisis first, that's how it gives two approaches. You know what Taisis second approach is? His second approach is when it says Emes Fiyatziv, it means Vayomer and Emes Fiyatziv.
Oh, okay.
His second teretz is he's misuping on Vayom. He said the first two parshas.
I hear that better.
That's a chav. That's a chav.
That's my kasha.
Yeah, he learns Emes like lav dafka.
That's not chasal.
Yeah, it's okay. That's Tyson's second approach. So let's see how he takes apart Tyson. First, he takes apart many pages. We'll learn the whole thing. I want to see show you his there. The tuva kashal yal peres chada. The Isavik Omem Sviatz become Mayri Nisfakling Nami Mikrishma. He's also, that's his learning the Gemara. Tais's learning is Mesuk about Krishma and Emes Sviatz. The Burlish Kar Krishma. Because if he's Burly said Krishma, so he's already Yitzchiv, Sis Mitzrayim, then you have to, it's not the Rice Emes Sviatz if you don't say the broad stuff in the Rabbanan. The Burlish Kar Krishma, Chazor Emes Sviatz, came with Sis Mitzrayim, Mikrishma, the Aresha. The Savik Kar Krishna, Savik Lokar, Koi Haibavid the Sefer. See, according to the way Tosis first shot, say Savik Kar Krishna, Savik Lokar, Eino Chazakar, Savik Amar Mem Sviatziv. It's going back. It's not a new case. It's you're also Mesupik on Mem Sviatziv.
Also.
Yeah. Koi Haibavid the Sefer, Savik Amar Mem Sviatziv. She married the Messiah Mishnei, Mikrishna Mem Sviatziv. So he says, Imkain, came in the Babad Sevish Koi. So what does Shmuel have to say? Two cases. He just should have said the second case. This is his kasha on Taisus. Lomali le Shmuel, mifleginu le tarte bavi. Shmuel had two cases. Safikar Krishma. Safikar Mamem Sviyatsev. Havle mechlinu bechad above. One case. Vinema. Hachi. Safikar Krishma Mamem Sviyatsev. Should have made one case. Because according to Taisus, the second case is exactly that case. It's misupak on both. Safikar Krishma Mamem Sviyatsev. Suffolk Krishna Omer Emesviatziv. Chosev Omer Emesviatziv. He should have said, Chosev Omer Emesviatziv. Then Chosev Kar Krishna. He could have just said the second case and give both reasons. The reason you say Emesviatziv is Emesviatziv is Doraisa. Then Chosev Kar Krishna. My time Krishna Rabban. So you have Doraisa. So he didn't have to say that first case. If he came to Kamashman, he would be able to Mesapkale Bishneim. If you're Mesupak on both, the Chosev Omer Emesviatziv, the Chosev Kar Krishma, Avrishish Adifin is made tarti. Lachar, you know, without Taisa story, I'd say, Krishma is better. No. If you're Mesupak on both, you only say Emesviatziv. So certainly, if you're only Mesupak on Krishma, you don't say it again. Koshkenecha Shabarilish Omer Emesviatziv. Sakleibi Krishma. Lachur. Let's see, he knows he said Emesviatziv. It's a funny case. Yeah, okay. Right. If he knows he said Emesviatziv, it means he may have davened backwards. He forgot Krishma. And we call you a chud, and you call you a krishma. But the ratio, the suffer krishma lemli, I'll be able to save for shamin lem. Mi kavachayim. Okay, this doesn't seem to be such a strong kasha. I like his second kasha bet. He's just saying, well, Shmuel didn't have to say both cases. He could have just said the second case. Now look at his second kasha. I think it's because the real reason, what's the Gemara's reason? You say emesviyatz, what's the Gemara's reason? Sorry, that's not the real reason. It's the wrong reason. According to Tosfos, Efshish Sakin HaKoil, the Gemara is giving the wrong reason. This is a stronger kash, I think. Vote kashly. Dimkei. If that's so, well, because Krishma is also the Raisa, also the third parsha, also the Yitz Mitzrayim. If you had Krishma, is the Rabban. But if you didn't mention Yitz Mitzrayim, so Krishma is the Raisa because of the Chiyuv of mentioning Yitz Mitzrayim. That's not the reason. So the reason, so why are you saying Emesiatziv? Tai says, because you may fix everything. So that's what Shmuel should have said. He gave the wrong reason. Whichever one you say, the other one will be the Rabbanan, right?
Right?
If you say Emes V'yatzev Krishma, the Rabbanan. Say the third Pasha, Emes V'yatzev is the Rabbanan. Shemomar Emes V'yatzev, Ashes Olavi Krishma, the Rabbanan. Yotzidei Chavis HaKrishat Torah. By Mr. Emes V'yatzev. Hachanim Yeish L'mevcha. If you say Krishma, same thing. Shemkor Krishma, Ashes Olavi Namir Sem Siyat Metor. Shkor Yotzidei Chavis HaKrishat Torah, B'Krishma. Nimtz Shem, Shem Shel Darais, V'Shel Darabban, Al Shneim. Krishma is Daraisa, and it's the Rabbanan if you said Emes V'yatzev. Emes V'yatzev is the Raisa. It's the Rabbanan if you said Krishma. Deis Mishon B'Rishon, Yotzvi Chavis Yotzvi Chavis Yotzvi Torah. So why are you saying Krishma is the Rabbanan, Emes V'yatzev is the Raisa? That's not the reason. Not the Emes Chavis Yotzvi Rabbanan. My Biska Lukra Emes V'yatzev the Raisa, Krishma Rabbanan. Kamosha Emes V'yatzev the Torah, Meno Koi Krishma. Krishma V'yat Torah, Meno Emes V'yatzev. Hachanami Kamosha, so the Teretz is. So the Gemara is giving the wrong reason. What was Tosis' reason? Because you may fix everything by saying Emes V'yatzev. It's better, because it could be you said Krishma, you didn't say Emes V'yatzev. He doesn't entertain that you said Emes V'yatzev and that not Krishma. That would be strange. So the Gemara is giving the wrong reason. He says, Efshid Yashid B'daychus. Now he brings Taisa's second shot. O Pirshat Taisa's Shem Shem Rabbi Shem Shem. The Mairi, the bottom paragraph. Shap Yishim Mestukam Emes V'yatzev. O Barali Shukar Krishma. He read Krishma. Not three parshas, two parshas. He learns. He's for sure he did Krishma. Sofi Karshka Krishma is the Rabbanan, you don't go back. The second statement of Shmuel is he read two parshas of Krishma. He's not sure if he said the third parsha and Emes V'yatzev. Obishat Shem Shem Rab Shimon. The Ma'ir Shab Shem 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 Emes V'yatzev. Barla Shakar Krishma. The Rav Emes V'yatzev the Raisa. Because Sofi Kar Amar Emes V'yatzev. Sofi Emes V'yatzev. The Kar is Emes V'yatzev goes together with the third Parsha. Shatzev Sarek Lom Emes V'yatzev. In Parsha Sitzes. In Lom Alo Pish Sitz Lom Emes V'yatzev. So this is Rav Shimon's Chap.
It's
a Chap.
Yeah.
Vim came, well you see, yes, Shtanka Kashas on this. Vim came Lo Hiske Kla Yitzis Mitzvayim. So that's why it's Doraisa. Because he's Mesupik. When he's Mesupik, he doesn't know if he said Emes V'yatzev and the third Parsha of Krishma. Okay. If he didn't say Emes V'yatzev in the third Parsha of Krishma, then it's for sure Doraisa Emes V'yatzev.
Right.
If he didn't say either. So that's why. So for sure he said Krishma. He read the first two parshas of Krishma. They call Emes V'yatzev the third parsha of Krishma. That's the Dochak part. That they're calling the third parsha of Krishma Emes V'yatzev. V'tam Emes V'yatzev v'shum yitzis mitzrayim. Well, that's a Rambam and Rashi learn. Hilka chavim parsha yitzis v'chal Emes V'yatzev ad kan. V'yishka kosheli. What did Shmuel mean? Chazav Emes V'yatzev. Did he mean also the third parsha of Krishma?
Oh, when you left it out, you said it's both now.
Right. My he. When he said, Chazav Emes V'yatzev, the Shmuel. My he. He chazav parsha sits as Emes V'yatzev. Shneim yachad mechlem shem Emes V'yatzev. Tash v'yishad ha mishapirish this kashatati lamale. What do you have to do both? Yeah, Emes V'yatzev meant both. Third Parsha Krishma and Emes V'yatzev.
That was your choices with the Rabbanan.
No, but now we're going to Shimon's Mahalach. Lama Yitarti. Safik the Rabbanan is Lakula.
Right,
okay. So you're Mesupik. So you only have to Yotzi the Doraisa. Hakim and Shechoz Emes Parsha Sitzis. Chos Emes Parsha Torah. Sin Emes V'yatzev with Rabbanan. Sfeik a Lakula. So what does the Gemara mean? Chos V'am Emes V'yatzev. L'chaira, just say the third Parsha of Krishma. Now, what's better, to say the third parsha of Krishma or to say Emes V'yatzev, which you would think would be better? He's mafalpo. Which is better, to say the third parsha of Krishma or Emes V'yatzev?
I was at the parsha of the Torah.
Right. First of all,
it's
he brings that in. The Rishonim talk about that. But I have another reason. Because you're mashlim Krishma. Because not only are you doing Yetzias Mitzrayim, but you're finishing the mitzvah of Krishma. You're missing, at least Midrabbanan, Krishma has to have three parshas.
Doing the scripture and doing something which...
So he says, Vim Tomer, look at the bottom, skip that long paragraph. Vim Tomer.
Maybe. But Yom HaMitzvah has many purposes.
Five things. The Gemara ended for a right. It's not, that's the Shagasai's Raya. According to Rashi and Rambam, Vayom was instituted to be Mikai Mitzias Mitzrayim. The Gemara says five things.
Right.
Wasn't just Mitzias Mitzrayim.
Right.
It's, you know, Minus and Los Hesurach Elavavchem, and Tzitzis, Ika Tzitzis, and another Raya Brura. In my Rav, they didn't say it at night. Maravad, they didn't say the third parsha Krishma at night.
Why did they not say that? Because it's the Iker Tzitzis. And there's no mitzvah Tzitzis at night. So the Gemara
is that they're Sharon Aloch. The Gemara brings a little condensed mitzvah Muna. Then told my chosvah misviatzv. Oh, so he says Shagasaya chosvah misviatzv the Gemara al achad mahani tartei koi. Maybe means one of the two. Doesn't mean both. Maybe most chosvah misviatzv means I am misviatzv mamish. Or pashtitzv shtagram shemem is kosh. Maybe the Gemara means you just have to do one of them. Kasha in Cain, Chayzev Omem Siyatsiv, the Sefer, do me the Safik Omer, Emes Viyatsiv, the Resha. Swishing, Safik Omer, Emes Viyatsiv, means the third parsha of Krishna and Emes Viyatsiv. And now, Chayzev Omem Siyatsiv means either one.
Yes.
It doesn't fit. Ba'oi, now look in the next parak. Ba'oi, im the first Chayzev Omem Siyatsiv, al echad mishneem kama, one of them. Maybe it means you have a pick. Became low, my Mishneh, Yachad, Pashas Femsiats. The Pashas Sitzel Chud Sagi, a real Pashas Sitzel Chud Bishem Em Sviatsev. Chazar Em Sviatsev. The third Pashas Krishna is called Em Sviatsev. See, if it's both, you can call it Em Sviatsev. If you're going to say, you can just repeat. And then he's going to say it's better to say that one, so let's see his pshat. Let's skip to the next page. Long pilpul on this. Skip another page. This goes a full page. You have to skip two pages. Skip two. Pei Gimel, when he gives his approach. Little question. Page Pei Gimel. Shagasai is pshat to answer Taisa Shtarka Kash. Let's go over Yitz Taisa's Kash. What was Taisa's Kash? The Gemara says, Savi Krishma, Ein Ochoz Vikor Krishma. It's Krishma Zahn der Rabbon. Savi Gomem Yitzviyatsiv, Lomem Yitzviyatsiv. It's the right service for Yatsiv. So, Sophie, you have to say it again. So what do you mean, Tarsis? Lachar is Mesupik about both. He's Mesupik if he said Krishna and said Emes for Yatsiv. He's Mesupik on both because if he said Krishna, then Emes for Yatsiv is not the right service. So, he must be Mesupik about both. So, if you're Mesupik about both, you should say Krishna because he's Peitarti, like the Gemara. Kosh, nearly Lafash. Shmaitzul. Adech Shechsavdi. The Chvain is Bar, this man has Kosh, it's not Shayom, Avikol, Ayoim. So I see some Simon's all day. Shall lie look all Aralosa Shachar. Now Rabbi say, at night, Zman Krishma goes till sunrise. Remember the Gemara and Chesmet Beis and Tesam Shimin Yochai. And we paskin that way. The Ba'inus, you can read Krishma Shalaila up to sunrise. Zman Yitzias Mitzrayim is only till daybreak.
Right.
So you have this phenomenon at night and by day. By day, you can end Zman Krishma and you still have Zman Yitzias Mitzrayim. And by night, you can end Yitzias Mitzrayim and you still have Zman Krishma.
Right, uh-huh.
That's going to be very important. That's going to be the Shagas Ayis. So you got half of it, David. Zman Krishma Laila, we call a Laila. For oy nimshach zmana yoyim yelos hashach. Zachem Hashem ben yuchoyim, shmeg dir kaim kabose. Bekriya shmishal yoyim. So, you know, this phenomenon is that the Zmanim don't coincide is at night Krishma extends further till sunrise. And by day, it's his Mitzrayim extends further. The time comes too long. Nimtza Achshav. Zman Askos Yitzan Shal Yom Nimshach Azman Krishma Begim Shom Sar Alayla. From 9 in the morning on the equinox day till the night. Vav Yizman Askos Yitzan Shal Krishma Over Kvar Begim Shom Sar Alayla. Vashal Layla Avi Yivcha. At night, it's Punt Fakert. The Zman Krishma Mechotsim Yizman Askos Yam Nashach Yitzan Chama. The Zman Krishma Yizman Askos Vastal Shishat. So now the Shagasai says, now I got this Gemara. The Vadai. It must its atzma omid bizman krishma. If you're in bizman krishma and you're misupik about both, you're going to say krishma.
Why says both?
Yeah, devadi it must its atzma omid bizman krishma. If it's still zman krishma, haskara means yitzias mitzrayim. Shadayim lo v'zmanu shal kol echad mehem. You're still in the zman of both. It's mitzrayim and krishma. Suffik lo mikar krishma siyatsiv lo. Vadi krishma adif, like Taisa's kash. Dispeitarti. Kam legabi balkeri. Chazim mi krishma. So if you misupik, if when you said krishma or emes viyatsiv, fashteitzich, you'll say krishma. Because it's a spaitarti, like Mar says by Balkari. There's an advantage to say Krishma v'emes v'yatsiv. You have the mitzvah of Krishma and Yitzias Mitzrayim, even though it's only the Rabban. Chazam Krishma, chazam emes v'yatsiv. V'afilu Shmuel, the Mashiach the Rabban and Moide. Shmuel holds Krishma is only the Rabban. He would be Moide to say Krishma is Beitarti. Koshkem Barlosh Kor Krishma. Certainly if you borrow Kor Krishma, so if you are emes v'yatsiv, so then you don't say emes v'yatsiv. If you already said Krishma, you won't have to repeat emes v'yatsiv. Krishma begs his. You say, "Goy mat emes v'yatsiv." In the Rabban, min chazam emes v'yatsiv. V'chein. Now he goes through all the situations. In Barilo Shakar, based by Shon Shal Krishma. Like this is the pshat, the Rab Shimon, the Rashi's pshat. In Barilo Shakar, based by Shon Shal Krishma. Umisupik lo bepashas sitzis. The Emes V'yatsiv, right. He read the first two parshas, like the second pshat in Tosfos.
No.
He's misupik about the third parsha and Emes V'yatsiv. Im Amra Molo. Al korch zolah zol mepashas sitzis dafka misveich. The Shaykh of Krishna is what we said earlier. The Shagasarya holds, it'll be Pashit, you might as well finish the mitzvah of Krishna rather than just do Yitzias Mitzrayim. The Shaykh of Krishna. The Kim Shishch of Krishna, Chuiv Lagom Rakula. See, Rabbi Yisai, you know, you have that Svara. If you're Masubik, you're benching, the fourth bracha is only Rabbanan. If you're Masukav, if you're benched, you say all four. Even the Rabbanan part. Even the Rabbanan part. So he's saying, that since Krishma, he means Allah, the Krishma is the Raisa now. He's going in Shmuel, right? The Shaykh al-Krishma, in Shishcha b'Krishma, Chuyv l'gomer kula, misfeika. He means that if you started Krishma, and now you're misupik, if you finished it, you're mechuyv to finish it. Why is that? I don't know why he's... Where does this come from? The Shagasari is saying that since you said the first two parshas, you started the mitzvah of Krishna, now you're misupik if you finished it. So I'd say, okay, I don't have to finish it. It's only the Rabbanon. Became Shishcha b'Krishma. Mechuyev l'gor mekula, feel by Shitz is misveik. Why is this?
You didn't say Emes V'yatsiv, so you have to say it.
No, but he's saying Medina. He's saying Medin, since he started the mitzvah, even though the third parsha, it's all the Rabbanon.
Not as Beitarti, just because it's part of Krishna.
See, Mechuyev to finish it, even Misafek. Why? He says, Al korch tzach lachzlom v'shitzitz is dafka misveika, the shaycha l'krishma, v'yevin shishl b'krishma, chuyiv l'gom r'kula. V'vil v'shitzitz is misveika. I don't know where he got this from. Why m'chuyiv to say it kula? If you said part of it, you're misupik if you finished it, so even it's only drabonon, m'yuchuyiv to finish it. What is this? See, I thought to myself, it's a mile finishing Krishma. But he's not saying that.
Right.
He's saying, since you started it, even though it's only a Savig Rabbanan, still you're mechuyev to finish it. Now, so if you're mechuyev to finish the third part of Krishma, to finish Krishma, seems like a new din. Once you started it, even if you're supik, if you finished it, even though it's a Rabbanan, you have to finish it. This is something new. Tzarchim, where this comes from. Now what's Shmuel talking about? He's not talking one of these two cases. Shmuel's two statements. Is two different cases. Now he's going to start with the two cases. Lav b'chad gavnamai. To avadi krishma adifa. If you can do both, you do krishma's better.
One second. Did he daven yet? When was the Emes V'yatsiv who have smicha school and tefillah?
We didn't see that sugya. We didn't. This sugya doesn't enter the realm of
sugya.
Well, the Safik Kor Krishma Le Kor, the Reisha, the first case. Safik Kor Krishma, Safik Kor Krishma Reisha, Chazal Meir. You know what he learns? It's already past Man Yitzis Mitzrayim, if it's after daybreak till sunrise. Shmuel is talking where there's no mitzvah of Yitzis Mitzrayim anymore. E be Krishma shall shach shav smayre. Mesubu shay iski Yitzis Mayim. He says like this. The Vesavi Kor Kishvay Lo Kor, the Reish, the Nechoz Vomer. E be Krishma shall shach shav smayre. If you want to stay talking about Krishma, Sukma shakvar iski Yitzis Mitzrayim. He already mentioned it's Yitzchus Mitzrayim. V'leka b'kushim al midrash mitzvah kalakul. Inami lo hiskitz Yitzchus Mitzrayim adayim. Over Kishma Shalom is Myri. He's Mesubic if he read Krishna. I worry about he didn't do Yitzchus Mitzrayim. It's past his man of Yitzchus Mitzrayim. It's after daybreak. You had Teretz David, but the reverse, the first case. He says the first case, Savi Karj Krishma, Savi Lo Karj Krishma. Now what about Emes V'yatzev? You don't have to say it again. What about Emes V'yatzev? It's past his man. It's after sun. It's after daybreak. After Amar Shach, he became a subject. So he has no mitzvah Yitzchus Mitzrayim anymore. Just as a mitzvah of Krishna. The Kodim and Yitzchak. This man has kosher like far off of Mishah Shalom and Shach. If you vada lo hiske, she would ask Shalom and Shach. As well as Shach, I had lo avar and Yitzchak. Then vada lo kor mchui vada in likros. Because you must fake in a kor. Krishna is a subject to Rabbanon. So you don't read over Krishna again. Now, I read it over because you'll be Mekayim Yitzchus Mitzrayim. So he has like two answers to Shach Zayri. Either he already said Yitzchus Mitzrayim before, or it's speaking his man with no, it's the past his man. Krishna Shachas. You can't say that in the morning, because in the morning, the Zman of Yitzchus Mitzrayim extends further. I will say, for now skip to the last paragraph. I'll say for the Milsa, this is what you said, though. The Shmuel, the Sofik Rambam Zviyatzev, Sofik Chos Rambam Zviyatzev. That's speaking after Zman Krishma. The reason why you're not saying Krishma is not the Zman Krishma anymore. So both of Shmuel's statements are speaking when you only have one Chiv, it's only the man of that mitzvah. So we're speaking that Sofik Rambam Zviyatzev, he didn't mention, he didn't say Krishma. You have to say he didn't say Krishma. If he said Krishma, Emes V'yatzev is not the Raisa. Chazom is fake. My name is Kar Shel Yoim. Shall I have Safik or Emes V'emuna? See, it's such a beautiful diak. Why did it say Emes V'yatzev and not Emes V'emuna? He has a long pilpul on this. Why did I say Emes V'yatzev and not Emes V'emuna?
In the morning.
So according to the Shagasari, it has to be in the morning. It has to be. Because we need a case when Zman Krishma is over, and you're still not pissed. The man has caused you to say him. The lemmas viyatz brach shachresh yom mi besvarikel. Kol shalom lemmas viyatz. So now he's like, yesh look mi mos the shmuel shol yom. This got achal shagim. Simple, you said that. Shmuel's statement speaking after this man. So Krishma's forgotten about. You didn't say Krishma. It's too late. So you're misurpik if you said emes viyatziv. You got to say emes viyatziv. I say Krishma. It's past this man, Krishma. That's it. That's his. See, but he has a long pilpul here. But he has more of a pilpul. Is this kasha shvira and the other is shud? Why didn't it say emes v'emuna? He's mafapal a lot about that. Why he picked emes v'yatzev and not emes v'emuna? He says it's telling the two teretzim of Taisis. Well, it's a good hara. Why did it say? Okay, say, you know, why did it say emes v'yatzev and not emes v'emuna? Why punt? So according to the Shagat says pshat, it's gevaldik. Because only during in the morning you have a situation where you passed Zman.
Zman Krishma, you have in the
Chiv. Zman Krishma ends when
Krishma ends Shlosh
Shas. And Yitzchus Mitzrayim is all day. So it's past his man. So each case of Shmuel, it's cute because each case is speaking that it's only this man of that mitzvah. The other Zman was passed either at night and it's passed Amar Shachar. That's the Shachar side. It's the third teretz that I discuss. Feed the varay, everything is good. This is I think we did enough. I mean, he's such a guy, and he just keeps on going. So, begins. So we have three tables of the Tais, tremendous kash. Tais is the tremendous kash. Suffolk, Omer, Mesviatsev, Suffolk, Mesviatsev. See, Sam, Mesviatsev. So, Lechaira Tais must be speaking Mesupak about both. It can't be that he said Krishna. Can't say that he said Krishma. He said that Mitzvah is not the Raisa. Right. Mitzvah was only the Raisa. He didn't say Krishma. So we had the two Teretzim of Taisus. Taisus' first Teretz was what? The first Teretz was that we, he's Mitzvah by both of them. He may fix everything. The mile of saying Emes V'yatzev is that he may fix everything. That's the mile of Emes V'yatzev. Be'al Keri, he didn't do anything. He just want to know what to give him. He might as well say Krishma, not Emes V'yatzev. But here, when you misupik about both, if you say Krishma, you're not fixing everything. See, you can either say either one, but if you say Emes V'Yatziv, you may be fixing everything. So it's a milah to say Emes V'Yatziv over Krishma. So even though Krishma is Beitarti, but by saying Emes V'Yatziv, because it could be said Krishma, not Emes V'Yatziv. That's the first teretz. Second goyish teretz of Taisa was the Rash that he's that Emes V'Yatziv means Emes V'Yatziv
with
the third
with
Vayomer and the Shagasai is great answer that each case is speaking that's the only mitzvah you have. The other's man was over.
You're listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.